Blog Talk Radio.
Of New York City. My name is Yom Supari. We're here to put your studies in, your connection with the Most High, and along with that, to put a read on us so we can understand the dynamics we are in now and what got us in this universal captivity by way of these studies of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Cartrell and I like to apologize to you for yesterday. No fault of ours for the so-called glitch that occurred while we were doing our studies, 13 minutes in. But nevertheless, we're grateful for the Most High to bring us back to this moment to start all over again. It's just that simple. Cartrell and I, we love the Most High with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and our brothers and sisters as ourselves. That's why we don't try to treat our brothers and sisters any old tacky, trashy, you know, terroristic way. Sometime all three together, given the circumstances. Because the Most High says he sees each of us when he makes statements in our regards, alludes to us as precious in his sight. And we should treat each other no less. And yes, most importantly, We love the Most High. So we're not getting paid a dime for this, and neither will we ask you for anything. We do it as a labor of love, a love for the Most High, and a love for our nation, because we understand, because of a lack of these studies and application of these studies, that we have been reduced to a monstrosity in every aspect of our lives. It's true. The evidence speaks for itself. Don't get mad at Cartrell and me. It's just that simple. But there's no need for that. It's not by force, but it's by choice. You have the choice tonight to reconnect yourselves with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and reconnect yourselves with your brothers and sisters as need be, as all be. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I want to bless the Most High and praise his holy name tonight because it's family night. For letting those that recently tried to roll ditches on me and my family, my wife, and dig ditches, and they come to find out the ditches rolled back on them in their own ditches of their own making. You know, these people, the funny thing about these people, they have everybody to blame for their shortcomings. Not seeing they're the cause of their own failures. I want to thank the Most High for that. As the Most High said, you will see your enemy. I will destroy your enemy before your face, and it's true. And I can attest to that. My wife can attest to that. And it's true. And I'm thankful and grateful and appreciative for his protection. I could have easily did the yumpsuit old thing, got strapped, popped a cap in somebody. But what would that have solved? Nothing at all. So leaving to the Most High and letting vineyards be the Most High was the best thing that the Most High have educated us on. And we've choose and elected to follow. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I want to thank the Most High for the food we eat, the water we drink. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity to have our souls restored for his name's sake. I want to thank the Most High personally for restoring my health for his name's sake. And I'm going to give him some more praise at the Great Assembly too. I ain't done yet. But it's just thank him in front of the audience and the students on the show. I ain't done yet. I've made a vow and I intend to keep them. As far as the Great Assembly is concerned, I'd like to thank the Most High for my family. I'd like to thank the Most High for this platform. I'd like to thank the Most High for you students. I'd like to thank the Most High for my fellow student teacher, as I am, Brother Cartrell of New York City, he and his family. I'd like to thank the Most High for everything and every aspect of my life, being in total control. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring, oh yes, we're studying from Shemuel. Some of you call it Samuel. First chapter, Shemuel. And we're studying, Brother Cartwright will bring the last segment of study from Yeshua. And y'all call it Isaiah, okay? Cartwright will bring the last segment of study. So without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend home from New York City. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Bless you, all my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yom Sufari, all the family out there, Sister Nassanya, Sister Abiyah. Shalom, may the Most High bless you. How y'all doing?
Nassanya and I, we're doing rather well. We're grateful that you asked, and may he bless you and your family. How are they doing, brother?
Everybody's well, praise Yah. Another thing to be thankful for, that my family is well, and all the things that you said, and you're giving thanks to the Most High. You know, we could spend all day giving thanks to the Most High for the things that he does. His loving kindness, his tender mercy that he shows towards us, the opportunity to get ourselves right, he always presents that, and the fact that we have this program here to get ourselves right. Because we are a monstrosity. And Yah shows us that we are a monstrosity, but he also shows his loving kindness and tender mercy to give us the opportunity to get back, to get on the right track.
Exactly.
And I'm thankful for that, that he's given me the vision, because I could have been an everyday average Negro in the street, growing up in Harlem.
Exactly.
and not having the vision that I have now. So I'm totally grateful for everything that Yah has done for me. There's not enough time in the day to give thanks and praise for all that Yah really does for all of us.
Praise Yah.
I love Yah with all my heart, soul, and might. And we have this unique program, because you ain't going to find no other program on TV, in the movies, on the airwaves, that presents you the word of the Most High as thorough as we do.
Exactly.
We give Yah thanks for that. The opportunity to do that, be servants, and share his word with the people. Praise Yah.
Exactly. Praise Yah. Thank you, Brother Cartrell, for that introduction. And thank you, right along with me, for thanking the Most High for everything that he's done for us. Bless his holy name. So without further ado, fellow students, turn with Cartrell and I to the first chapter, Shemuel. And it's talking about the family of Elkanah, this man's family. They are major characters in this study. Hannah, Elu, the priest, the pronouncement of Shemuel being born, and so on and so forth. So without further ado, let's get started. Now, there was a certain man. Go ahead, Katria. Did you say something, brother?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of the mountain of Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroboam, the son of Elu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, just like Yamsuf, but Zuf, an Ephraimite. And this man, Elkanah, he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city. He was a devoted man to Yah, as we all should be, yearly to worship, and not he didn't go to church every Sunday, okay? And sacrifice to Yah of hosts in Shiloh. There was a specific location at that time because the temple was not in Jerusalem yet. It was in Shiloh, the tent of the tabernacle, where they worshiped the Most High. Also, the two sons of Eli, and these are his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. The priest of Yah were there. Whenever time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portion to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters, which were his children. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion. Why did he do that? For he loved Hannah. Although Yah had closed up her womb, that didn't neglect his love for her. And her rival, which was the other wife, Peninnah, also provoked her severely. She kicked rocks at her, so to speak, to make her miserable. Why? Because Yah had closed her womb. No, people can find all kind of dirt on you, can make your life miserable if you let them. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of Yah that she provoked her. This woman, Peninnah, provoked her year after year. It was constant, ongoing, never ceasing. Therefore, as a result, I imagine she was depressed. And she wept and did not eat. And Hannah's vow, she made a vow to Yah. So that's why I said, keep your vows before the Elohim. When Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? I know you want a baby. He felt her pain. He empathized with her. Something we should learn to do with one another. Instead of writing what someone else goes through, because you're not going through it. does not necessitate the fact you can't empathize with what they're going through. What is that old saying? Until you walk in another man's shoes, or a woman for that matter, learn how to empathize as he did in regards to his wife. That's Akana. So Hannah arose after she had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of Yah. There was a seat out there, a bench, I imagine. And she said, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to Yah and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Yah of hosts, if you indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, because she didn't have no babies, and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to Yah all the days of his life, and no razor just like Solomon. Excuse me, just like Samson shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before Yah, that Eli, the priest, washed her mouth. Now, he didn't see, he saw a mouth moving, but he didn't see no words coming out of mouth. But she was so deep-rooted in her prayer, she was praying within the core of her very existence, her heart. And her lips was moving in juxtaposition to the anguish that was in her heart, her deep core of her. So Eli thinking, oh, man, this woman sitting up here drunk. Here's what Eli said. And it happened, as she continued praying before Yah, that Eli washed her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, like I said. Only her lips moved. He didn't hear words, but he saw a lip moving. But her voice was not heard, as I said. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. See, sometimes people can misconstrue things if they don't know the depth of what's going on. As the case of Eli, he saw a woman move, just moving. He thought, oh, this woman sitting here drunk. But he didn't know. That's why people, let me tell y'all something. Only the Most High knows the hearts and minds of men and women. So you can assume all day long what you want to assume about anybody. Just like Eli assumed about her. Just because he didn't hear the words coming out of her mouth, he made an assumption. What does that mean? Y'all know what making an assumption about people mean, okay? And then he was off mark. Only y'all knows the hearts and minds of men and women. So stop assuming that you know anything that's in the deep core, the innate nature, the core of a person. Think you know what you're talking. Stop it. This priest made a mistake. And we make it every day. Oh, she like this. He like that. And you don't even know what you're talking about half the time. And it was a good man, I imagine, Eli. Let's finish reading about him. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. On her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. As I said, she was praying within the deep core of her heart. And her lips were moving just to position to that. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, How long are you going to keep up with your drinking, so to speak? Put your wine away from you. I mean, kind of got nasty with Hannah. But Hannah didn't get ghetto fabulous. Hannah just spoke just like it is. She just kept it even, Stephen, a soft heart, turn away wrath. Hannah answered and said, there's no exclamation mark. No, my Lord. I'm a woman of a soft spirit. I don't need the wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Elohim. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman. Don't put that jacket on me, so to speak. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, I have spoken unto now. I have spoken from the deep core essence of me, from my heart. And it may look like what you're thinking it was, but it ain't what it is. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the Elohim of Israel grant your petition. He understood. He finally understood what you have asked him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate. It lifted her spirit. And her face was no longer sad. An answer to this woman, prayer, and a request from Eli the priest, Here's the answer. No, no, she didn't write Donald Trump. No, she did not write the Democratic Party. No, she didn't march in the gay parade. No, 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 no. She didn't write a local state government. She asked the Most High. And she made a petition known before this priest. And he asked, in compliance, may you receive your request from Yah. That's what we need to be start doing, people. Here's the answer to our, here's the solution to our problems. Samuel is born and dedicated as a result of that answered prayer. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before Yah, doing their duty, and returned and came to their house at Ramah, back at their hometown. And Elkanah knew his wife. I ain't talking about like he knew. He already knew it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They had some fun. Okay? He got to know his wife. You know what I'm saying? She got to know her husband. There ain't nothing wrong with that. They had some fun. Okay? And y'all remember her. So it came to pass in the process of time, time went on, that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Shemuel, saying, the meaning, because I have asked for him from the Elohim. See, that's all y'all got to do sometimes. You ain't got to write Donald Trump. You ain't got to write the Republican Party. You ain't got to write the Democratic Party. You ain't got to march in the gay parade. What you have to do, one single thing, is ask the Most High. And if he's inclined to give it to you, you're going to get it. And she boasted about that. And she says, and made his name, because I have asked for him from the Elohim. Have you asked the Most High for the things you can? Oh, my back killing me. Oh, I can't pay the bill. Oh, I don't like my dog no more. Come on, y'all ask a whole lot of nothing, but you ain't trying to. You complain about a whole lot of something, but you ain't asked the Most High for a whole lot of nothing. How are you going to get your answers? Here's the solution. Stop complaining. Now, the man Elkanah, and here's how he trusted Hannah. We need to learn how to trust our women and rely on their integrity. Because my wife has got a lot of good answers. And have reliance on what's in the best interest for her children, what's in the best interest for her, what's in the best interest for the family. Especially if she reconnected with Yah. And Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to Yah the yearly sacrifice, as he did every year, his duty and his vow. But Hannah, his wife, did not go up, for she said to her husband, not unto the child is weaned. I'm not going to take my baby up there to this baby in a situation. What you mean by wean? When you wean a child, it's like, let him get off the milk bottle. Okay? Let him get off the milk bottle, and they can eat table food, so to speak. So look up the word wean. You have some idea what Hannah, how long Hannah had kept Shemuel. And you can put your mind around it. And he didn't question her on it. Just like some of us brothers who think they know the Most High. What you mean? What you mean what you're going to do? You're going to wean the little boy. You need to bring the little boy on like you said you were going to do. He didn't question her on that. How do I know that? Because the Most High said it through his word. Let's get to it. And she said, not until the child is weaned. Then I will take him. Because he realized he had more, even though that was his son, he provided the sperm for the boy. But the mother was the oven for over 9 months. And he respected the closeness of that relationship between the mother and their child. And he wasn't about to intervene in that. He would be out of his place. A lot of men are out of their place today. They want to be the mama and the daddy. And they ain't had way good mamas. Instead of letting the mama be the mama. But this man, he was a devoted man to Yah. He went by the code. The Women manage the house and the household. He rules the family. But there's different relationships. Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before Yah and remain there forever. Because I'm done with him, so to speak. She let him know. Once he goes from here, he ain't coming back this way. I probably see him around the community and whatnot. But, you know, I got a 9-month connection with this child. Something that you ain't got. So did you say, after 9 years, say, Heifer, get that baby ready. If you don't go, I'm going to take it. He backed down. He laid low, stood out the way like some of us need to know as men. Sometimes you need to shut your mouth, lay down, lay low, stand out the way. And let the woman do what the woman do, and you do what the man do. But unfortunately, some of us don't know how to be men, and some of us don't know how to be women, because we've been socially engineered and conditioned to be a monstrosity. And everybody trying to do everybody else's spot. That's what I like about Elkanah. He knew his role. He knew the code. So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, what was his response? Do what seems best to you. You carried him 9 months. I just provided the sperm. That's what he's saying. You made the vow to Yah. I didn't. That's what he's saying. I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm going to let you do what you know you need to do as far as Yah is concerned. Wait until best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. If you good, I'm good with the sugar. Only let Yah establish his word. So only let Yah, as far as I'm concerned, as far as you're concerned, be the foundation in this conversation, so to speak. That's all he was saying. Long as I'm on point, you're on point, we're all on point with Yah. That's all I want, baby. I'm going to stand out the way. Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. As I said, look at that word mean and get some idea of the age, how old Shemuel was. Now, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her. And what did she take with it? 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour she gave back to Yah, a skin of wine, brought him to the house, brought the boy, him to the house of Yah in Shiloh. It was not in Jerusalem yet, the temple. It was not built. It was the temple of the tabernacle, the temporary temple, the temporary. And the child was young. He was a young fellow. Then they slaughtered a bull, brought the child to Eli, that priest. She said, oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Elohim, okay, my Lord, hold on, no, she's not talking about Yah. And she's talking in reference to him. She honored him. I am the woman who stood by you here praying to Yah. For this child I pray, right here. And Yah granted me my petition. That's all. That's the code asked of him. Stop asking everybody else for solutions. She didn't ask Eli the priest for solutions. She didn't ask Yom Suf Arif for the solution. She didn't ask her mom and daddy, brother, her husband. They couldn't solve her problem. And certainly in some of your cases, we can't solve your problem. But Yah did, and Yah will, and Yah can, and bless and praise his holy name. He says, therefore, I also have lent him to Yah. As long as he lives, he should be lent to Yah, because I gave him a word. So they worship the Elohim there. So when Yah do give you what you ask for, a little prayer of thanksgiving and appreciation, maybe some fasting or whatnot, however you decide, as long as you and Yah got that connected, can be appreciated. We'll be appreciated. That's part of the code. Don't ask for nothing and run off what you got. Pay some dividends on it. Pay some dividends. Praise Yah and bless his magnificent holy name. Katria, my dear friend and brother, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Such a powerful lesson.
Exactly.
A powerful study.
Exactly.
But it shows the power spiritually that our women have in our nation.
Exactly.
This is the second time a woman of our nation who was barren, who didn't have a son,
right,
who made a vow to Yah that if he gave her a son, she would dedicate him to the Most High. And I'm sure Hannah remembered what Shimshon's mother did.
Exactly.
And she did the same thing.
Exactly.
And her husband, Elkanah, he could have been, you know, macho man. No. He listened to his wife, didn't he?
Right.
And he sanctioned her vow. Because she was
exactly.
barren, she was sad. He had two wives. But he loved Hannah. And I'm sure he wanted her to have children. But the Most High was testing Hannah to see where her mind, her spirit was at. And for Hannah, she's like, listen, y'all, you give me a child, I'm going to give him back to you. That's all I want is a child.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the fact that in our law, 3 times in a year, are all males required to come to Jerusalem to make the sacrifice. And we see here, Elkanah, he met that requirement, but he didn't leave his wives home. Every time he went up 3 times in a year, he brought both his wives up with him, didn't he?
Exactly.
And every time they Yes, sir. So we see that our women can have an impact on our nation just as much as men when they're connected spiritually with the Most High, because this is a spiritual story. And Elkanah had to step out the way because he knew that his wife had spiritual power. But he just had to let her do her. And we got the great prophet, the prophet Shimuel. And his name means Yah hears. And Yah heard Hannah. All you got to do is connect with him, cry out to him, let him know, you know, what's going on with you. And that's what the women of our nation need to do. They don't necessarily need to go to council of elders or the leaders of the nation. You, the women of Israel, need to connect directly with the Most High.
Exactly. And I agree with you. You know, Coach, I agree with you. You know what? The primary reason why, Coach, number one is true. And number two, the women have such an impact on the nation. What is that old saying, Coach? The hand that rocks the cradle. You're right.
Rules the world.
Exactly.
And what did she name her son? Shimuel. Because she knows that Yah heard her in her most trying times. She going through this, going up to Jerusalem every year, and she ain't got no children. Meantime, her husband's other wife is like making fun of her. Like, I'm here with my son, I got sons and daughters, and you haven't given birth yet. But who was more connected with Yah, her or Elkanah's other wife with all her many children?
No, Hannah was, brother.
Penina.
It don't count. Right. It don't count by how much you get. It's what your connection you get.
And Hannah was way more connected with the Most High than Penina.
Praise Yah, God. Bless his holy name.
Because Penina has sons and daughters. Damn. And Hannah ain't got nothing? Come on. You the second wife, you ain't got nothing. What you producing, mama? Why are you his wife? That's probably what's going on, that rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
That's why polygamy, you got to be careful, son. Because you married to two women, it's going to be some rivalry there, son.
Exactly. Exactly.
But my man Elkanah, he handled it beautifully, didn't he?
Exactly.
This is how a man with two wives is supposed to handle his situation. Okay, Penina is having all my sons and daughters, and you, Hannah, ain't having nothing. I'm not looking down on you at all. As a matter of fact, I'm supporting everything you do. How about that?
I'm going to build you up, sister. I'm going to build you up. I ain't going to tell you that.
Yeah. So we see a balanced relationship with the brother Elkanah. He knew how to handle family matters.
Right.
And you got to give your wife her space.
Exactly.
Even if you have to.
Exactly.
Even if you have to.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. All praise.
All praises. Thank you very much, Katya. You know, Katya, I can't hold a secret. But I don't know about our time frame that I told the students to look it up themselves. But in this contemporary time frame, children wean during the time period from 2 years old to four. I don't know how back in former days was, but from 2 to 4 years old, a child would be weaned, going through the weaning process. So you got to imagine he was a young little toddler. Young little toddler.
And imagine how much of a sacrifice that was for Hannah.
Yeah.
Her only son. It's like giving him up for adoption, right?
A toddler. Yeah, a little toddler.
She can't have children. Most High blessed her with a son. And because of her vow, now she got to give him up.
Mm-hmm.
Which means she ain't going to see him. Walk, talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
things
exactly.
that mothers see their children do. No.
Exactly.
You made a vow to give that boy up as soon as he's born, as soon as he's weaned.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So the strength of Hannah to make that kind of sacrifice, we love our women and how strong they are, because they are the backbone of our nation. And for Hannah
exactly.
to make that kind of sacrifice, as well as Shimshon's mother to make that kind of sacrifice, y'all can't have children, and you asking y'all, you know, give me a son or a daughter or whatever, and I'm going to give that child to you, that's a tremendous sacrifice.
Right.
I don't know how many people would do that. How many people would do
exactly.
that? Would you give up your children like that because you made a vow, the Most High?
Both of them show character, Hannah and the father. He goes, no, I love this woman. I'm going to keep this baby. Now, sometimes you got to get out the way. It's mean. Because you just in the way. No, both of them show great character, Katya. And not very many would have kept a vow of Hannah.
And Elkanah shows so much trust in his wife, Hannah,
mm-hmm.
that he didn't disavow her vow. Because
exactly.
the husband could say, no, mama. You just like, you know, you depressed. I know you want children, and you're making a vow that you can't handle. Because if you
right.
vow that vow, and you have a son, in his mind, like, yo, you might not want to give that son up, even though you made
mm-hmm.
that vow. But you're
exactly.
going to have to give that son up. So he had to make a sacrifice too, right?
Exactly.
That's
right.
His firstborn son by Hannah.
Right.
And she made the vow to give him up to the Most High. He could have said, no, that's my son. You having a firstborn
right.
son by me? Nah, mama, you going overboard. I'm keeping that
right.
boy, all
right? Right.
He could have said that. No,
yeah,
he didn't do that.
But you know what, Cottrell? I suspect one of the reasons he loved her and he respected her. And if it was good enough for her, it was good enough for him. And in spite of the fact he wanted the boy, I could suspect that he did because he loved Hannah so much. But as I said, we got to learn to humble ourselves, learn to get out the way and shut our mouth sometimes, as far as our women are concerned. In every God, he saw it was important for her that she made that vow and kept that vow. So he didn't intrude upon her space, as you say.
And what did he want? He wanted a happy wife so he could have a happy life.
That's
and
all.
If this is what makes you happy, Hannah, do you. I'm with you.
I'm good with you. I'm good.
How about that? Yeah. Are you, Hannah? I'm with you.
What? That support went a long way. It solidified what she vowed, and it ensured the fact, in spite of what she vowed, which was a serious vow, that her husband was supportive. Instead of nagging and saying, you shouldn't have did that, gave my baby away. And I don't know why you did all that. You know I love you, putting all that pressure on that woman. You feel me, brother?
How many brothers would do that today? Not very many. You're not giving my son up. Oh, no. No.
Yeah. That was an interesting study, Katya. Very interesting. Very informative.
And
at least,
it's the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly.
What China did impacted the whole nation. Her action in requesting Yah for this son impacted the whole nation. Her son is the one that anoints the first king of the nation.
Exactly.
Shows the impact that this story right here has on us as a people.
Well, that's why we tell them, Katya, when you study these historical studies, you study the unselfishness of the action and how by that it has a direct or indirect impact upon the nation. It ain't all about no one individual. It's about the nation's interest. Praise Yah, Katya.
And how many of our women out there right now need to pray to Yah for somebody to deliver our nation?
Exactly.
So, brothers and sisters, a message for sisters as well as the brothers. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, brother. Praise Yah. My fellow students, we hope you found that historical lesson rewarding and informative. We pray that you can retrieve something for it to assist in your day-to-day living. Pray to Yah. Seek solutions for the Most High. And if you give a vow, be of character that you keep that vow and humble yourself. Chartrell is about to lead us into the last segment of study. And Yeshua. And that's what now y'all call it Isaiah. I said the correct pronunciation, Hebrew. You're pronouncing it through Greek pronunciation. Let's get it right. Chapter 3, praise Yah. Brother Cartrell.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who knew our prophets before he placed them in their mother's womb. And a prophet, Yeshi Yahu.
Thank you, Brother Katya.
Because when you say Yeshi, Yeshaya, Yehoshua HaMashiach, yeah, that's the root of it. Salvation.
Exactly.
And Yah is salvation. He's the creator.
Exactly.
He knows how to get us out of this situation that we're in. And he created Yeshiyahu the prophet. And we're in the midst of the vision of Yeshiyahu the prophet. So every chapter we're reading, we're seeing his vision. All right? Y'all with me? Praise Yah, chapter 3. Yeshiyahu, living in the time of the kings of Yehuda, when the nation was divided. And this is the judgment on Yehuda. Everybody want to be Judahites. Oh, I'm Yehuda. Okay. Let's see what Yehuda did. Well, Yah is angry either with Yehuda. He says, for behold, Yahweh Zevaot, the Lord of hosts, the Lord God of hosts, is taking away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda support and supply, all support of bread and all support of water. If you ain't got bread and water, you're in a bad situation, aren't you?
You can't trust
me. Yah's taking away the mighty man and the soldier, the judge and the prophet, who we just read. We read the book of Judges, and we're reading the book of the prophets. And we don't have judges anymore. We don't have prophets anymore. The diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor and the skilled magician, and the experts in charm. And I will make boys their princes Are boys our princes now?
Are boys princes now?
Yeah. Young generation leading everybody. Hip-hop artists. They're the ones that's leading our people, right? Hip-hop artists.
Yeah. They may very well be country, but not in the constructive sense of the word.
Right. And that's what y'all are saying. Because
mm-hmm.
ain't no young boy supposed to be leading the nation. I will make boys their princes, and infants shall rule over them. Should boys and infants be ruling over our nation?
No, they should not, country.
And the people will oppress one another. Do we oppress one another?
You better believe it.
Everyone is fellow, and everyone is neighbor. The youth will be insolent to the elder. Ain't that what's going on right now?
The youth are what, country?
The youth will be insolent, meaning have no respect.
Yeah, they ain't got no respect for their elders.
That's the elders.
None whatsoever. They think that's the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. And despise to the honorable. For a man will take hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, you have a cloak, and you shall be our leader, and this is your heap of ruins. You shall be under your, we shall be under your rule. In the day he will speak out, saying, I will not be a healer. In my house there is neither bread nor cloak. You shall not make me leader of the people. How are we trying to make leaders of our people? They can't even feed themselves.
Exactly.
A leader is supposed to be able to feed the people, right? Show them the way.
Exactly.
We got leaders can't even feed themselves. For Jerusalem has stumbled and Yehuda has fallen. Are you people who want to be Judah? Yeah. Judah stumbled and fall. Because their speech and their deeds are against Yah. Judites? The house of Judah, the tribe of Judah? Their speech and their deeds are against Yah? Defying his glorious presence. Yeah, we are all guilty. Every single tribe, right?
Exactly.
For the look on their faces, bear witness against them. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. We can see you guilty. It says they proclaim their sin like Sodom and do not hide it. Ain't we the same way today? We gay or we proud? You proud to be gay?
Mm-hmm.
LGBTQ. We ain't hiding it. We waving a rainbow flag. Mm-hmm. And not hiding their sin. Or their shame. Woe to them. But they have brought evil on themselves. What did it say? You want to fly that LGBTQ flag? You're bringing evil upon yourself. Tell the righteous that it should be well with them. That's what we need to hear, right? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because it's going to be well with the righteous. For they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. You reap what you sow. You do wrong, mm-hmm. you're going to reap wrong. You do right, there's benefits to doing right. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him. For what his hand have dealt out shall be done to him. And that's what we're seeing with Donald Trump, right?
Exactly.
He's getting a taste of his own medicine. For my people, infants are their oppressors. You know, we got the Bloods and the Crips running the streets in our neighborhood, right?
Exactly.
And women rule over them. You know, to have women to rule over you is not good. It's not
no.
a good thing.
No.
My people, your guides mislead you. Because young men, infants, and women, they're misleading the nation. And they have swallowed up the course of your path. That's why we're crying no justice, no peace, Black Lives Matter. We Black Democrats and Black Republicans. Why? Who's leading that march? Who's leading that march in the church? It's our women.
Yep.
Yah has taken his place to contend. And I'm not throwing no shade on our women because we just read about Hannah, right? A God-fearing mm-hmm. woman who loved our nation and dedicated her son, devoted her son to even serving mm-hmm. the nation. So we ain't throwing shade on our women. But just like some men leading our people astray, there's some women that's leading our people astray.
Well, as our men are throwing shade upon themselves, our women are throwing shade upon themselves. No. It's just they're throwing shade, and they're not in a prime position to lead this nation. Our young folks and our women, as they're doing now in this universal captivity, by way of the churches, the women, and some of these organizations that they choose to allow them to lead their businesses. And our young men are destroying our neighborhood where you can't walk outside. You're in a total state of terrorism. And we didn't do that. We didn't make them do that, Katria. We didn't make our sisters did that. They did that all on their own.
Choice. And
just the way.
The choices that we made, right?
Exactly.
Male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what,
Samson? Exactly.
Y'all judging everybody.
Exactly.
Y'all judging men, women, young, old. It don't matter to him. Y'all judging everybody. This is what
he's
he
not,
says.
He's not sugarcoating it. Yeah.
Oh, no. Not at all. Because we do have women amongst us like Hannah. And then we got women amongst us
good
like
women.
Jezebel.
Good men. Good men, good women.
Oh, yeah. Which one will you choose, my brother, my sister?
Because
Yah can contend with all of us. Yah is taking his place to contend. Who's he contending with now? So he stands to judge peoples. Yah will enter to judgment with the elders and princes of his people. That's all of us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How y'all let the children rule you as a nation? How y'all let the women rule you as a nation? No, because y'all wasn't standing up to be the rulers that you should have been, right?
Right.
So we can't throw the onus on the women and the children because the men are not handling their responsibility like they should, right?
Exactly.
It is you who have devoured the vineyard, the spoils of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people? And that's what our leaders do. You got Reverend Pork Chop taking our people's life savings.
Mm-hmm.
To maintain the church, to buy the preacher a Lear jet and a mansion and send his children to college. Okay. You're crushing our people. You're not helping them. By grinding the faces of the poor, declares y'all hosts. Y'all sees it all. Y'all says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty. Y'all too. Are the daughters of Zion haughty?
Brother, our daughters... Our daughters of Zion has become like the daughters of Babylon. They want to be seen. They want to show up to show out, but they have nothing of real substance to share with them.
Is there any humility in them?
No. None whatsoever. Grandma can get shot up the poor yesterday. It's just another day in the neighborhood. Okay?
So because the daughters of Zion, they're not humble. They're haughty and walk with outstretched neck. You know how they be shaking their neck, right?
Yeah, shaking their neck sideways. Want to be seen.
Glancing wantonly with their eyes, mincing along as they go, twinkling with their feet. Therefore, Yah will strike with a scab the heads of the daughters of Zion. And Yah will lay
bare. Switching and swatching, got the fellas watching. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won't be switching and swatching. Got the other fellas watching. You know what I mean?
So, of all the women on planet Earth,
right?
Who's more concerned about their hair, Yamsu?
Our sisters.
Because they pretty much been struck with this baldness and these scabs in their head, right?
Right. Well, we're billion-dollar business. The hair business.
It's so bad that they will weave horse hair on their head just to look good.
Mm-hmm. Or dead people, as Nisanya said.
Or dead people.
Any kind of hair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Human hair.
Yeah, 100% human hair.
So this only shows that Yah is judging both men and women, young and old, amongst our people.
Exactly.
Women
exactly.
don't get no pounds. You could point your finger at the men. Oh, the men, these niggas out here, they ain't doing right. No, y'all forgot to the women, too. You got the daughters.
We're all not doing right.
Right. Because we all in this together, aren't we?
Exactly.
And the 18th verse says, in that day, Yah will take away the finery of the anklets, the headbands, the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets, and the scarves, the headdresses, and the omelets, and the tassels, the perfume boxes, and the omelet, the signet rings, and the nose rings, the festive robes, the mantles, the cloaks, and the handbags, the mirrors, the linen garments, the turbans, and the veils. Man, we were hooking our women up, wasn't we? With all
hey, they were them looking good.
Took
away all that finery.
Everything. Perfume, everything.
Took away all their finery.
Bracelets, scarves, headbands, anklets, headdresses, armlets, sashes, perfume boxes.
Everything.
We didn't leave our women short, did we?
No.
We didn't leave our women short, did we?
Took them all.
And guess what? Y'all said instead of perfume, it would be rottenness. Instead of a belt, a rope. And instead of a well-set head, baldness. That's why we get weeds now, right?
Right. What he said, I'm going to take away all that fine stuff. You're going to reduce to the bare minimum.
We don't realize what we lost, man. We don't realize what we lost.
Yeah, we had our sisters hooked up.
Man, everything you say, I got right now.
Come on, man. Finery of anklets, headbands, crescents, pendants, bracelets, scarves, head vests, armlets, sashes, perfume boxes, amulets, signet rings, nose rings, festival robes, mantles, cloaks. Come on, man. The list goes on.
Everything.
But what y'all said, I'm taking all that away. And instead of well-set hair, don't we got that dispute today? Oh, you got good hair. You got bad hair. We don't need people that got that problem, don't we?
Yeah.
Baldness. So our sisters are getting weeds. No, don't get no weeds. We prefer you bald. You look good bald.
Well, you have sisters, young girls, calling each other bald head. You bald headed heifer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They call them something else.
Bald head, yeah, bee. Bald head bees.
No.
Oh,
Does this description fit Jewish women?
Hebrew women? No, not them. Jew women? No, they don't have that problem. But Hebrew women, real Hebrew women, has that problem.
We're the only ones on the planet that got a problem with our hair.
Exactly.
You got good hair or bad hair? You a bald-headed Negro? Or you got that good hair going on?
Yeah.
That good hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it's true.
You're right.
Crazy, but it's true. Right.
So we're in the midst of Isaiah's vision that he saw for the nation of Israel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Was he accurate?
Mm-hmm.
He's right. Because Katriel, if you can turn it on, how did it was reduced to? Coming off those slave ships, did the women get beauty? No, they got branding.
Mm-hmm.
They got branding, brand.
Oh, but it gets deeper. It gets deeper than that. You're talking about a woman's beauty, what she used to have and what she ain't got right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there's so much more that she lost just beyond the vanity and the beauty that she has.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of wealth and hair, bonus. And instead of a rich robe, which we provided our women with, a skirt of sackcloth. That's what we're wearing now.
Exactly.
And branding instead of beauty. You become somebody's property when they put a hot branding iron on you.
Because
when you're branded, they can see you're an animal, right? 3/5 of a human being.
Exactly.
Did they brand us with hot iron?
You better believe it.
No matter how beautiful our women were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your men shall fall by the sword, and your mighty men in battle. Is that happening now? Has that happened?
I know. It happened in former days, and it's happening now as a result of our monstrosity toward one another.
Oh, but it's an everyday occurrence. Another nigga got shot. No.
Mm-hmm.
Your mighty men are falling by the sword. Another nigga got shot. All
right. Right.
While you say another nigga got shot, Yah says your men shall fall by the sword. And you got all these young ladies out here looking for a husband. Because we ain't got no men in our neighborhood. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Your mighty men in battle. They sent our men off to Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Pakistan, everywhere they got a war. But we ain't fighting our own battle, are we?
No.
And her geisha lament and mourn. Yeah, that's why we sing the blues. Sisters out here looking for a man but can't find one. Empty, that's our condition. Because our women are not finding husbands to raise a family. Because our men are falling by the sword. Our mighty men are in battle.
Mm-hmm.
And really, she's sitting on the ground, or she's sitting around in the house.
Exactly.
Doing nothing. Just sitting around.
Exactly.
But we appreciate Yah for letting us know the future, because this is present, and Isaiah was in the past. But he saw our presence, and he saw beyond what we're living right now. And our hope is great, as long as we follow the codes of the Most High. So he gives us a clear vision from his time, how we're living in our time, and what the future will be. So we better really link in to what the prophet Isaiah is saying in his vision that he's exposing that the Most High gave him. All praise to the Holy One of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, Elohim. Thank you, fellow students, for sharing these studies with us. We provided these studies to you. Now it's up to you. Will you meditate on Yah's word? Will you ask the Most High instead of everybody else? Will you make the right application? Will you execute what you study? It's all up in your hands now. There's nothing God, Shail, and I can do in that regard. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. May the Most High bless each of you. Cartrell, any shaloms, good night, or comments?
The only thought I have is that we need to stay focused on the book of Isaiah and what the subject matter is, because they try to tear this book apart and put the emphasis on one man. They try to say this is all about Jesus. But we can see that, you know, in the first three chapters that we read, it's about the nation of Israel. Daughters of Zion, how Yah is our owner, our master, and we don't even consider it and know it, and how the tribe of Judah went astray. But Yah is always showing us the way to get back to him, because of his loving kindness and tender mercies. He's comparing us with Sodom and Gomorrah, and we know what happened to them. But the fact that we have a chance to get back and right with the Most High, we better take full advantage of it before the judgment we just read about, you know, takes hold upon us. So much meditation, much thought into the realm of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because we're the only show that's really presenting this, the only teachers that's really displaying this in the way that we are. And we pray that the Most High causes to take effect within your being. So we love y'all. That's why we do this. And Most High bless you in your weekend with your families. Shalom and good night.
As my brother has said, I concur. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Cause only the willing will see their dreams. do for what you believe. For the sins of society, the children aren't guilty, no. Stand in a circle of peace.
Peace.